A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
For the Lord God Almighty, the one who reigns forevermore, greet two or three people, even as we take our place in his presence. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome someone. Tell them what God is saying. Be a prophet into their life. Speak into their life. Speak into their life. Speak, speak, speak. You have the instrument. The instrument this week. Declare what the Lord is saying concerning this week. Hallelujah. Tell them. Assure them. Remind them. Lord, we thank you. I declare over your life that this is your week of wonder. In the name of Jesus, your wonder will not be delayed. The God of awesome wonder will visit you. God will remember you. God will fight your battle. And God will draw you closer to him. There will be no hesitation on your part, even to walk with God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Indeed, our God, the omnipotent, reigneth. And we are the testimonies that he reigns. And we bless the name of the Lord for the testimonies we have heard today. From far and near, good news all around. Hallelujah. And we welcome Sister Bola. Amen. You know, the family. Yeah, you missed the praise night, but God is faithful. The senior sister to their husband died just around Easter. And we thank God for the grace. Amen. And we pray for the comfort of God in that family. And she'll be buried this weekend. Wakekeeping on Thursday. Buried on Friday. So by the grace of God, I trust God to help me to go with them on Thursday and from there come on Friday. But we are praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord strengthen you. Amen. This morning, the Mumbeshwaras are with the Swindon Church for a surprise visit. Amen. Amen. So we bless God. The North Oxford Church, I've been with them this morning. We went to view a possible venue. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you saw a missed call, that's why I called you. I was trying to let you know in case I run, come late to church. But God worked things out. Amen. We're excited. Hallelujah. And Swindon are also about to finish now. Hallelujah. But yesterday was beautiful. Let's appreciate God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Do you know the weather forecast for yesterday was hailstones? The weather, according to the meteorologists, the stargazers, they saw the wind blowing this way, that way, and they said, hailstones, and God said, sunshine. Amen. That's how God will be overruling on your behalf. Amen. He's been doing it before. He will continue to do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He will suspend the natural law so that he can show himself supernatural. In the name of Jesus. It was good to see our brethren from far and near. It was good. It was homecoming. You know, it was just refreshing. It was good to see other churches, different colors, different languages, all praising the Lord. And I felt for our children because many of them came early, but they couldn't really be here because the hall was full. We need God to expand us. I really felt for them. I mean, whether they had to leave the sanctuary to go to the junior church, I felt God help us. But it was a beautiful experience. And I pray that the Lord continue to strengthen you. Thank you, Minister Favor, for taking the button and every one of you running with it. It wasn't easy. People will come after service. They will wait till 4, 5 to rehearse. People will come from Swindon to rehearse. It was a lot of work.
in spite of your personal challenges. Yes? But God won the victory. He has given us victory. Jehovah, we will lift him. The Lord has given us victory. We will lift him higher. You are Jehovah.
We will lift him higher.
You have given us victory, Lord. We will lift you higher. You deserve glory. You have helped our weakness. We will lift you higher. You deserve the glory. You have given us honor. We will lift you high. You deserve the glory. We will lift you. You have given us victory, Lord. Jehovah, we will lift you higher. Amen. And it was good to see the media was really very professionally done. Amen. And for the first time, we had a live streaming of what was happening here. Have you looked at it? It was beautiful. The first 40 minutes captured. Hallelujah. So you were on live Facebook. Yes, you were. And it was not until about 12 o'clock yesterday, I called Brother Henry and said, really, can we make this happen? And in spite of the limitations of the iPad, I was already full. they were able to capture some. And thank you all for the shared Sister May. Thank you for capturing a good part of it. I mean, it was beautiful. I couldn't sleep when I got home. That's the truth. I hesitated from sending those messages yesterday saying, I'll be waking people up. It's not right. It was beautiful. Our God is awesome. And we thank God for Sister Gailey. This is probably the fourth time you've come in. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that brother that ushered her in. You know him. Oh, it's you. Hey, ushers are recruiting. Oh. Hallelujah. Amen. You see now, you opened the door and she came in and she felt at home. God finished the work, but you had to be a part of it. And so don't let's hesitate to allow God to use us in what he is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again and again for the love that you have shown to us. So much to say, how you allowed every joint to supply to the glory of your name. Lord, we are grateful. And we ask that you strengthen every vessel, that even those who have gone back to base, those who have gone back to their churches, when they remember praise night, let joy leap up in their womb. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for those ministries that came to show what unity in the body can be like when we agreed to dwell together as God ordained it. We pray that, Lord, even in their own ministries, Lord, you will help them. You will strengthen them. That, Lord, our communities will be better off because, God of heaven, you are mighty to save. We pray for this city. The Bible says after the gospel was preached in Samaria, there was joy in the city. We pray that because of the preaching of the gospel in Oxford and its environ, Lord will know the joy of the Lord. Because of the gospel being preached in Swindon and not Oxford, Lord, there shall be joy of the Lord, bringing souls to the knowledge of who you are in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, by your mercy, we continually find fullness of joy in your presence. I pray that no family will lack joy. I pray that your presence will be with us even at work, that we will be people known for the joy of the Lord. Thank you for those situations that you are bringing to completion and perfection, even in this week. Thank you, Lord, for overruling the counsel of men. Lord, thank you for overtaking the enemy and giving us the victory in every area. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Come with me to our main text for the month. Main text for the month. Who will tell me what our main text for April is? Go on, be bold. Be bold. I don't want yum 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 yum. I've done that in primary school. Yum yum. What's it? What's 2 plus? Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Hallelujah. Let's read. Let's read together. Let's read together. I will read to verse 15. Let's go. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. If you haven't underlined the last two words in verse 12 in your Bible, please underline it. And tell me what those two words are. Okay, verse 12, the last two words of your Bible.
The last two words in my Bible is devotion to God.
Okay. Okay, verse 12. Brother, yes? Verse 12, the last two words of verse 12. Quickly, let's move on. Okay.
Present world.
Present world, yes. Any other? Yes.
Serve God. Serve God.
Serve God. Okay. I think, yes, what's yours?
Present age.
Present age, yes.
It says, and godly in this present world.
Present world, okay. Anybody with a different than present world, present age is what I'm actually looking for. Amen?
Oh no, I've got.
Hallelujah. Amen, the same? Yeah, verse 12, praise the Lord. Amen, thank you. So, Paul is talking to one of his spiritual sons, Titus, as God is talking to you and talking to me. You are the titles of this present world. You are the titles of this present age. It does not matter what the age is saying. You are a child of God. Amen? The Bible says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. But is it all men that are responding to what the grace of God has brought? Let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. We're doing this together. Amen. Genesis chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 21. Hallelujah. Are we there? The first book of the Bible. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Praise the Lord. Enoch so much pleased God in his age that he didn't die. God just took him. God did what? God took him. That was one present world. Somebody say present world. In that present world, God was looking. I mean, Genesis chapter 5 is about lives, people who lived and died. They lived and died. They lived and died. But when it came to Enoch, the Bible says he was not, for God took him. In his own world, God took him. Somebody say God took him.
chapter 6, the next chapter, we'll look at another present world. I'll read from verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Verse 8, let's read it together. Genesis 6, 8. Read aloud, let's read together. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, in this present world, in chapter 6, men grieved God. God repented that he made men. But this time, he was not going to just take one out. He was going to look for someone to find grace. Somebody said that present world. God repented. God decided to destroy the world. God made up his mind that it was time to close the chapter of that generation. He did not look for someone to take. He looked for someone to grace. And it is this same grace that Paul said has appeared to all men. The grace that appeared to Noah, that made him and his family to survive the flood. The grace that taught Noah how to build an ark in a region where there was no rain. How to build an ark and wait for God for 120 years. The grace that was upon Noah that did not allow him to give up the assignment that God gave him. And he had to be patient with God. The God that was already angry with the world. If God says he was angry with the world, how would Noah be feeling? If the situation in the world was grieving God, imagine how Noah would have been living in that. He went to work, grieve. He went to a hospital, if they had it, grieve. He went to the sea, grieve. I mean, what is it? But the Bible said, Noah found, may you find grace. May you find grace. And the grace was enough to keep him for 120 years. Hello. How long have you been suffering in that situation that you said you can't continue? How bad has it become that you think that it can't change? How difficult has it been that you and God cannot make a difference? Somebody said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Say it, but Noah found grace. Now you're going to say to yourself, but Modupe found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the grace that he had was enough to sustain him to finish building the ark, to allow the rain to fall for 40 days, to stay in the same ark with animals, including the serpent, until God said it's time to come out again. Child of God, the same God that took Enoch could have taken Noah. But it pleased God that Noah was not to be taken. It was to be an example of grace. May you be an example of grace. Enoch was an example of people that God took. But Noah was an example of people that grace kept. May grace keep you. And the Bible says in verse 7, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all your house into the ark,
For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. In the present world that was corrupt, that God was tired of, that God decided to destroy, God found a man righteous. And it is the grace that Noah found in God's eyes that made Noah righteous. And Titus chapter 2 says this grace is a teacher. Titus chapter 2, it says this grace teaches us as it taught Noah. Are you a good student of grace? Are you a good student? Ask your neighbor, are you a student of grace? Or have you passed out of the class of grace? Ask them, are you a student of grace? If you're a student of, my brother, what did you study? Sir? Pharmacy. So you tell me what your courses, what were the courses you had to study to become a pharmacist?
There are several ones. Physiology.
Physiology, what does physiology
mean? That's how the body functions.
You know how my hair functions. This one is not mine, no.
Botany, pharmacology.
Are you an herbalist?
Not really. Pharmacology, therapeutics.
Thank you.
Then pharmaceutics.
Wow.
Pharmacognosy.
How to become a pharmacy. Yeah. Yes. You were going to class and they were teaching you this. Yeah. My sister, what did you study? You are what?
Mental health nurse.
No, I don't need antidepressants. What did you study? What did they teach you that made you a mental health nurse? Tell me.
Anatomy.
Human body again. Yes. So before you can do anything before you prescribe, you need to know the body function. Before you can treat someone for depression, you need to know, tell me what else. Go on.
It's quite a lot.
Go on. You wouldn't be a mental nurse if you didn't follow through.
And medication, understanding of the antipsychotic medication.
Okay.
Medication.
Okay. Yeah. All that. Just to be able to. Okay. What did you study?
In Nigeria.
Anywhere. Everything. Yes.
Here I did introduction to adult social care.
Okay. I know it was off the cuff. Oh, yeah, tell us, what do you remember?
We talked about, what I remember in the course was on how to care for adults.
Okay.
How to keep their dignity, respect them.
Okay. Yes. So, you did, tell me, what did you, let's hear, yes, what did you study?
I studied economics.
Wow. Tell us. What did you learn?
So, macroeconomics, wow. Economic modeling.
What's the difference between micro and macro?
Microeconomics is the study of economics within the economy.
Okay.
Within the macro is outside, international.
Okay.
In a way. Also, household income and all.
Okay.
That's what microeconomics involves as well.
Wonderful.
Macro is more about inflation,
the
interest rates, CPI index.
And then after you have learnt it, they give you certificate.
Yes.
They did.
Yeah.
Do you know that grace will give all of us certificates? Grace gives certificates. But you've got to go through the school of grace. So when the issues of life come, you ask it, what syllabus is this? When you decided to go and be a pharmacist, sir, and they told you all the modules you are going to cover, what did you do? You ran away. What did you do? What did you do?
Because I've set my mind to.
You have set your mind
to do that. So I just believe I with God I could.
Amen.
I could actually overcome and.
Did it. How many years?
Yeah, I spent 6 years.
6 years, only to be a pharmacist. Just to be telling people you need paracetamol.
It's more than that.
I know every pharmacist is paracetamol, stomachache, paracetamol, headache, paracetamol, backache, That's what you went to school for 6 years for. Only to write paracetamol. It's not like that.
It's more than that. It's not about paracetamol. Paracetamol is just one medication out of several thousands.
Maybe it's even a placebo.
I think sometimes people prescribing paracetamol, they do it out of, let's say, if they felt that maybe the complaint is more psychological than medical, they will just say, okay, take that, you know, because it's one of the serious injections that we have. Like, yes. You say you have pain. Most times, pains are not, they have organic causes most times, but sometimes maybe psychological. So if it's psychological, they'll just take paracetamol just to
get you off there front and go and deal.
But it's more than that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Help me to give him. What did you study? Yes.
I studied sports therapy, and then after that, I studied personal training.
Sports therapy?
Yeah. Sports therapy.
What is the therapy in sports? Is it not just to kick the ball and...
No. So I deal with rehab and injuries, so musculoskeletal.
Okay.
So again, to do with the body.
You two have to study body.
Yeah.
In order to help people who have sports injury.
Look
after this body very well. Anatomy,
physiology. Yep. Rehabilitation.
Wow. How many years did you spend there?
3.5.
Just to know about the body. And now you are working in that field.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. What's the kind of?
I also study personal training, so I help people with their fitness goals.
Praise God. Yes, you have helped us in this ministry. Hallelujah. Now, Noah needed grace. He needed to study the grace that he found in God for 120 years. God will show him, build this one. He will go to the wood without any scientific training. Cut it. This is the way God said I should cut it. And he will do it. And God may be silent for 10 years. And it will be as if God has abandoned the project. And God will say, okay, now go and get another lot of wood. The man will go to the forest again. Cut. Join. God will be silent for 4 years again. 120 years. People thought he was mad. If the grace you are living with is what you found in God's eyes, keep it. Even if it doesn't make sense to you or to man. And God was opening the syllabus. The first one, denying ungodliness. Because what was making God unhappy with the generation of Noah was ungodliness. And God had to help Noah to know that, you know, I'm not coming quickly with the flood, but you must deny the ungodliness that's around you. Ungodliness is anything that says there's no God. Everything that Richard Dawkins and all the atheists are saying, Modupe, you must learn to deny them. Don't argue with them, just deny. This grace that God has given to us is teaching us to deny what? Ungodliness. Worldly lusts. Do you know that I read in the papers this week that a university was prescribing how their students should present themselves for law assessment? How many people read it? They said their female student should not appear for assessment with their skirts above the knee. I said, in this country, so you can prescribe. It was at secondary school, my English teacher would pull your skirt and say, if you don't want to wear dress, don't wear dress. As a lady, your dress must be below the knee. She said, what's the use of you not being able to bend your leg? I'm my gay. Oh, well, everybody is doing. She said, that's not why you came. This school, we have culture. The kingdom of God has culture. We have a culture. The day I read in the Bible that someone was attired in the dress of an harlot, I said, eh, God? Is there an attire that is meant for harlots? Worldly lusts. And we have to deny it. There's grace to deny it. Somebody say there's grace to deny it. That's why I love this grace. It's not just one-sided. It doesn't just teach you what to deny. It now tells you what to do. That we should live soberly. So it's not a one-sided. That's why the Bible says the word of God is like a two-edged sword. It divides. Amen? It doesn't just tell you what. Read that verse 12. Read verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. So it's not a one-sided thing. It now just tells us what to do if we are denying some things. And I believe, God, that the God who eventually brought flood in the days of Noah is going to bring fire soon. And we need to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And the way we do it is that we look for the blessed hope. Noah must have been expecting that. God said he's bringing flood. God will bring flood. Oh, Noah, there's no rain in this country. We haven't seen rain for many years. If God says he's bringing flood, it will bring flood. And he was looking for the blessed hope that God will show up, and God did, even though it took 120 years. And God preserved him. And I pray that you and I be preserved in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 7. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 7. God said to Noah, from verse 2, of every clean beast thou shalt take to you by sevens, the male and the female. And of the beasts that are not clean, two by two, male and female. When you watch movies, they will tell you, Noah took two, two, two. No, things that were clean, seven. Things that were unclean, two. Read your Bible. Every movie that I have ever watched, every time they told me the story of Noah, they would tell me every animal, two by two. Let's read verse 2 together. Of every clean beast, thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female. And of the beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and the female. Praise the Lord. And read, for the things that are good, seven, perfection. May you experience perfection in your life. Even as you strive for godliness, as you strive to please God, as you strive to be whom God has made you to be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go into verse, just because of time. Let's go to verse 15. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Noah did not know the door to the ark. God closed the door. Because if Noah knew the door, when it didn't appear as if there was going to be an end, he would have tried to open the door himself. Many of us, we are shut in marriages that God himself shuts the door so that his grace will carry us through.
You are short in careers that God himself has shut the door until he has perfected what he wants to do in your life. You are short in that situation because he's the one at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Bible says God shut Noah in. If Noah did not take everything that God asked him to take, he would have run into maybe shortages because they had elephants that must be fed. He had buffaloes that must be fed. So he had to take in everything that God told him to do because God was the one going to shut him in. And because God shut him in, the flood could not come in. Hello? The flood could only do what God asked the flood to do. That's why I believe, God, that as we walk with God in purity, as we walk with God in righteousness, the fire that we go through in life, they cannot burn us. That's what the Bible says. Because it's God that gives us this grace to go through them. I pray that you will not shut yourself in. You will allow God to shut you in. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come to chapter 8, verse 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him in the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and put her in unto him into the ark. Verse 10, and he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. Please, when we read the Bible, sometimes we need to pause. There was now an assignment for the clean and the unclean beast. The raven was an unclean animal. The dove was a clean animal. When the raven went out, he opened the door and released both of them. When the raven went out, he must have seen all the dead bodies and kept feasting. He refused to come back home. He didn't come back. Only the dove that couldn't eat deadly things came back. The raven must have seen, this is what I am made for. After being saved from the flood, the nature of the raven was not changed. It went after dead things. It was looking for dead bodies, dead animals, dead this, dead that. Because it's, the fact that it was preserved in the ark did not change the raven. It wasn't taught. Somebody say it wasn't taught. Its nature did not change. It didn't come back. Only the dove came back. The dove saw the dirty things and said, I don't belong here. I'm going back into the ark. I'm going back to the place I've been preserved. The rain had been on the earth for 40 days. The ark had to rest for after 150 days. The dove said, even if there's no food in the ark, that's where I belong. So when you sing, I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Let them test you with the dirtiness of the world, with the music of the world, with the dressing of the world. Let them test you with fornication in the world. Then you will know whether you truly belong. The dove said, I don't belong here. I'm going back to the ark. I'm going back to the place where I've been preserved. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. The dove preserved its nature. By the time it went back the second time, it plucked the clean. The trees were just beginning. You know when after winter, and those fresh leaves come on trees. Do you understand me? When the trees begin to bud again, and they begin, that's what the dove looked for. Something that's not corrupt, and brought it back to Noah. And Noah knew it was time. I pray that your righteousness will tell you when it is time. When it's time to move in the purpose of God. But it will be tested. It will be tested. It will be tested. Hallelujah. The clean and the unclean animals, they had their own assignment. And so in the world that we are in, the dirtiness, the ungodliness has its own assignment. It's so that God, by his grace, will keep his own. And that his own, by his grace, will reach out to those who need to be taught, who need to come. Because one thing is that grace opens the door of salvation. And we all step into salvation. That's when we say, God, please forgive me. And as grace keeps teaching us, we make mistakes. We stand, we fall. And God moves us into justification. I hope you know what justification is. When God treats you just as if you never sinned. The enemy is pointing accusing finger. And God says, she's come through the door of salvation. I will treat her just as if she has never sinned. You know, there are some cases that are held in court. And the judge will ask, is this your first time? Are you a first time offender? And when they say, yes, there is no history of any problem. And the court will say, oh no, we pardon you. Amen? That grace moves us from salvation to justification. When you are taking one step and you are not sure whether you want to go, and grace is saying, carry on, God will help you. And when you are stumbling, grace will say, God, have mercy. Have mercy. And God say, I forgive. I treat her just as if she hasn't sinned. And grace keeps teaching us again. Continues to teach us. And then we enter into the final door of sanctification. When you yourself begin to say no to sin. When you begin to hate sin from your guts. When you are and your God, you become one. You know the will of God because grace has taught you. Ask God to teach you, because grace can teach you. Grace, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into his salvation, and they are saved. But we can't stand at the same level. We've got to move into justification, and then move further into sanctification, waiting for the blessed hope of our Redeemer. I pray that the grace of God that has brought us this far will not leave us, in Jesus' name. And the God of heaven is able to uphold us even when we stagger, and for as long as we confess and we have the mind that we are not going back. Hallelujah. I'll just read verse 13 and then we begin to pray. There are one or two prayer points. Verse 13 of Genesis chapter 8. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up. There's going to be a first day when the water of the flood you are going through, they will be dried up. You will look for them, they won't be there. There won't be any trace of them. Somebody say, my first day. There's going to be a first day of new beginning. There's going to be a first day of a new experience. If you allow grace to carry you, you will come into your first day. Noah saw the first day of the first month. Even though it was the 600th year, but there was a first day. There was a first morning. I speak that this week, you will enter into the first day of your peace in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Let's rise up to our feet. The face of the ground was dry. Somebody say dry.
Grace carried him. Somebody say, grace carried him. Grace can carry you. And it will carry you. Amen. It was designed to carry you. It wasn't designed to abandon you. I want you to thank God for how far grace has carried you. If you can remember any area of life, where if it were not for grace, Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am who I am. Is there any area of life where grace has been sent to help you? Has there been any area where you have found grace in God's eye? I want you to be grateful, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. Yes, for day one, day two, day three, year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, year six, year seven, year 10. You are now in year 15. It appeared as if you want to stop, but grace has come again. Grace has come again. Noah waited by grace. In which area of life has grace carried you? Grace. The Bible says we found grace upon grace. Now you are going to take the second level of grace. Grace upon grace. John chapter 1 verse 16. It says Jesus came full of grace and truth. And of him we have received grace upon grace. Now you are going to thank God for the next level of grace. Grace to change the situation around you and grace to change you. I don't want to be like a raven. I do not want the life of the raven. I want to live the life of the dove. Even if I peep out and I can't see what I'm looking for, I will stay in grace. Say to yourself, even if I look out and I can't find what I'm looking for, I will stay in grace. I will stay in grace. I receive the grace to stay in grace. Declare, I receive the grace to stay in grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we receive the grace to stay in grace. Lord, we will not depart from grace, for your grace has found us, even in this present world, in all the attacks that we are facing. We have come this far by grace, and we receive today grace to stay in grace. I receive grace for my brothers. My sisters, we receive grace. Our children receive grace. Every marriage receives grace. Everyone who is sick in the body, we receive God's grace. We receive grace even in our careers. We receive grace concerning immigration issues. We receive grace concerning our extended families. Lord, grace upon grace. Lord, concerning the growth of your church, we receive grace upon grace. Lord, grace to change, oh God, the nation. Grace for evangelism. We receive grace upon grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace to live soberly, grace to live righteously, grace to live godly. Lord, we receive grace upon grace. Where we have been distracted by worldly lust, Lord, we receive grace to say no to ungodliness, to say no to worldly lust. Lord, to pride, we say no. Lord, to lack of unity, we say no. Lord, to the things that grieve your heart, we say no. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You're going to hold somebody's hand. And you're going to command the flood they have been seeing, that the ground will be dried up this week. Even right now. Every flood, every flood, every flood, every flood that has been a pain in the heart of my brother, flood of life, the issues of life that have caused pain, that have caused fear, that have caused doubt, I command you to dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak ground, dry ground, appear, dry ground, appear, dry ground, appear. In the name of Jesus Christ, dry ground appear to my brothers, to my sisters, to the families. Dry ground of peace,
dry ground of favor, dry ground of righteousness, dry ground of sober living, dry ground of righteousness, dry ground of godliness, dry ground of mercy, dry ground of love, appear in the name of Jesus Christ. Dry ground of provision, dry ground of godly counsel, appear in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we command dry ground to appear. Every flood, dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. And I declare from Genesis chapter 8, verse 16, 15 and 16, and God spoke unto put your name, Modukwe, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Amen. Go forth into this week. Go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go forth in the help of the Holy Spirit. Go forth with the grace of God. Go forth in the mercy of the Lord. Even with your family. In the name of Jesus. Experience awesome wonder. Experience awesome wonder. Be a partaker of God's goodness. Be a partaker of God's mercy. Be a partaker of God's favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. So will it be. God, I bless your holy name. For whatever the flood means to my brother, whatever it means to my sister, the Bible says every scripture that was written for our learning. Grace. And by the admonition of the scriptures, we have courage. A pattern of living. Lord, I lift up your word. And I lift up the authority of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that as you did for Noah, through grace, everyone that has been facing a flood, we declare that the dry ground appears. In the name of Jesus. Moral flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Medical flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Mental flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Marital flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Financial flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Immigration flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Family flood, dry ground appear. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. That you are the covenant keeping God. We see the rainbow. You shut Noah in. And you made sure he could come out. Everyone that has stayed in the flood only by your grace. Daddy, let grace lift them up. Amen. Let grace lift them up. Amen. The Bible said the flood lifted up the ark of Noah and it stood above the destruction. I pray, my God, that this grace will be a grace that lifts up. Lift up our families. Lift up our finances. Lift up our spiritual life. Our prayer life be lifted up. Our study of the word be lifted up. Our fellowship and intimacy with God be lifted up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.